This is Season 7, Episode 2, The Fundamentals of Structuring a Multi-Step Prompt. In the previous episode, we introduced prompt chaining, a powerful way to guide GPT through structured multi-step workflows. Now we'll go deeper into how to design effective multi-step prompts that improve accuracy, efficiency, and relevance. By the end of this episode, you will know how to break down complex tasks into structured steps, how to maintain logical flow in multi-step prompts, how to ensure GPT retains context throughout the workflow. Let's get started. Step 1. Why multi-step prompts work better than single prompts. A single prompt often forces GPT to generate broad or incomplete answers. For example, if you ask, write a marketing strategy for a small business, GPT might generate a generic response with limited depth. Instead, breaking this request into multiple steps allows for more detailed, structured, and refined output. A better approach. 1. List the key elements of a marketing strategy for small businesses. 2. Expand on each element with specific recommendations. 3. Provide 3 marketing channel options based on a $1,000 budget. 4. Write an execution plan for implementing this strategy in 30 days. This structure guides GPT logically through the process, producing clear, actionable insights. Step 2. How to break down complex tasks into logical steps. When designing a multi-step prompt, follow this process. 1. Define the end goal. What is the final result you need? 2. Identify the key steps. What smaller steps are needed to achieve this goal? 3. Maintain logical flow. Each step should naturally lead into the next. 4. Use refining loops. Allow space for improvements and adjustments. For example, let's say you need to write a LinkedIn post promoting a new product. A poorly structured prompt: write a LinkedIn post promoting our new AI-powered chatbot. A better structured workflow: suggest 3 LinkedIn post angles that highlight the benefits of our AI chatbot. 2. Expand on the best idea with a strong hook and engaging body text. 3. Refine the message to make it more persuasive. 4. Suggest 5 call-to-action variations. This method produces a stronger, more targeted LinkedIn post. Step 3. Ensuring GPT retains context across multiple prompts. GPT does not always remember previous responses unless you structure your prompts correctly. To maintain context, use reference phrasing. Repeat key information in new prompts. Progressive refinement. Build on previous answers instead of starting fresh. Clarification prompts. Ask GPT to check consistency before finalizing output. Example: if GPT generates an outline for a blog post, but you want a more detailed draft, don't just say, "Now write the blog post." Instead, carry forward context. Based on the outline you just created, write the first 300 words of the blog post. This keeps GPT focused on the structure it already generated. Step 4. How to guide GPT through multi-step workflows with precision. For better accuracy, use 1. Sequential numbering. Keep steps structured and easy to follow. 2. Role assignments. Assign GPT a role, such as, "You are a marketing expert." 3. Instruction-based prompts. Clearly define expectations. Example: creating a customer service response guide. 1. List the most common customer complaints in SaaS businesses. 2. Provide a professional response template for each complaint. 3. Refine the templates to sound empathetic and solution-focused. This approach ensures a well-structured and useful customer service guide. Step 5. Common mistakes in multi-step prompting and how to fix them. Even structured workflows can fail if common mistakes are made. Mistake 1. Asking too much in one step. Bad prompt: write a full product launch strategy, including goals, marketing plan, and execution steps. Fix prompt: 1. Define the goals of a successful product launch. 2. List key marketing channels for product promotion. 3. Provide a step-by-step execution plan. Mistake 2. Not carrying forward context. Bad prompt: write a case study based on my notes. Fix prompt: using the customer success story outlined earlier, write a case study that includes key challenges, solutions, and results. Mistake 3. Not using refinement steps. Bad prompt: write an ad for our product. Fixed prompt: 1. Generate 3 ad variations. 2. Refine the best ad to make it more persuasive. 3. Make it more concise and add a call to action. By avoiding these mistakes, you can make GPT's responses more structured and effective. Example prompts for structured multi-step workflows. First, for content creation, try this. List 5 blog topics on productivity. Now create an outline for the best one. Now write the introduction. Second, for business analysis, try this. Summarize the top competitors in our industry. Now compare their pricing and features. Now suggest how we can differentiate. Third, for marketing strategy, try this. Suggest 3 email marketing campaign ideas. Now outline a follow-up sequence for the best idea. Fourth, for product descriptions, try this. Write a short, persuasive product description. Now refine it to highlight benefits over features. Fifth, for brainstorming, try this. Generate 10 ideas for a YouTube video series. Now group them into themes. These structured workflows produce higher quality results than single prompts. Now it is time for your action task. Step 1. Choose a business task where you would normally use a single ChatGPT prompt. Step 2. Break the task into 3 to 5 logical steps. Step 3. Write out each prompt in a structured workflow. Step 4. Test the workflow with ChatGPT and compare it to a single prompt approach. Step 5. Refine the workflow based on GPT's responses and improve clarity. By the end of this task, you will have a structured, multi-step workflow that improves GPT's accuracy and efficiency. What's next? In the next episode, we will explore how to use role-based prompt chaining to improve context awareness. You'll learn how to assign GPT different roles throughout a workflow to generate more specific and relevant responses. If you want to fine-tune GPT's responses by assigning different expert roles, don't miss the next episode. See you there.